here's a story from The World.
We like to meet musicians on the show who reach beyond the boundaries of styles they typically play in. Sweden's Jose Gonzalez is one of those. Over the years, his music has tapped into three continents: Brazilian bossa nova that his Argentine parents adored and played at the house, then the hardcore punk Gonzalez heard as a university student in Sweden, and now on his latest album, Local Valley, he wanted to lean into styles from West Africa. Here's Jose Gonzalez with his new song, Swing.
Swing, swing, swing your belly, baby. Move, move, move your body, buddy. Swing.
A bit more than 10 years ago, I started to discover music from Mali, from High Life from Ghana, and music from Congo. And especially High Life was so, it's so happy, it's so, I don't think swing sounds that much like High Life, but the guitars are a bit inspired by that.
Was this your first time kind of working with the idea of High Life in music?
Yeah, I've been trying out guitar riffs that sound like the music by Tinari Wen or
the Malian band.
Yeah, exactly. The music from the Sahel Desert. With this album, I allowed myself to do the looped guitars and also add the drum machine to have a bit more, danceable music.
Swing is an upbeat and intentionally carefree song. The song Visions also takes us to a really happy place. Have you been responding to the unfortunate consequences of the pandemic, or is this something else?
With Visions, it's interesting because I was inspired by a thought movement called Effective Altruism.
Effective Altruism?
Yes, where many times young researchers from Oxford try to figure out the biggest problems on Earth and the best solutions to those problems. And among them, you have global health, you have artificial intelligence, but also pandemics. So I was listening to talks about pandemics, about how we're not really prepared about these topics. And Visions was my aim at writing a type of Imagine by John Lennon, that type of song, but with these thoughts in mind.
Visions, trying to make sense of a now, trying to make sense of a past, to show us how.
So you have an extensive tour lined up for the rest of the year and into 2022. You'll be performing in the U.S., co-headlining the tour with Rufus Wainwright. Will you mandate vaccines for your audiences? How are you thinking about that?
Yeah, I mean, on Instagram, I posted a picture of myself when I took the first jab. And I think in general, as a population, the more people that are vaccinated, the less likely it is that Delta will cause any harm at all.
Action, reaction, stay with it.
Musician Jose Gonzalez with the smart COVID vaccine calculation and telling us a bit about the inspiration behind his new album, Local Valley. We know the music we bring you on The World can quickly captivate. If you want more, we understand, and we've got you covered. If you head to our Twitter feed right now, we've collected a playlist of the music we featured on the show. We're on Twitter, at The World. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Be safe, stay strong. We're back with you tomorrow.